Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency Credit Canada and by Home Equity Bank, provider of the CHIP reverse mortgage. Okay, we're going to have a jargon festival in this next interview. NFTs, the metaverse, Bitcoin you've probably heard about, but probably not metaverse, or at least maybe in a limited way. Everything is going digital these days. Even Facebook is taking on this Meta moniker in its name. So we're going to talk about the metaverse, but in particular, we're going to talk about real estate within this world, virtual real estate paid for with real money. It seems like a terrible idea, but Stephanie Hughes is going to explain it all to us. She is a reporter for the Financial Post. Hello there.
Hey there. Thanks for having me.
What is the metaverse? I mean, I think I know, but I think I'd embarrass myself if I defined it. So let's leave that to you.
For sure. So what you need to know about the metaverse is that it's essentially a virtual reality space where people can take their virtual avatars, log into this virtual world and just interact with each other. So it's an alternate space that you can chat, work, play games, check out these events like NFT art galleries or these concerts like Ariana Grande's Fortnite concert and shop around to buy virtual things for your virtual people.
As you describe it, it sounds like Second Life. But Second Life is like 10 years ago. Is it an advanced version of that?
So yeah, it does. It definitely has its roots in that precursor with Second Life. And to be honest, the metaverse has been quite established in video games like Minecraft, Animal Crossing, Fortnite. Like I mentioned, is an example of the metaverse rather. It's not the newest concept, but it's coming to the forefront because of, I suppose, some of the more opportunities that you can do with it. So NFTs are a huge part of the metaverse with this whole metanomics. And it sounds very spacey, this whole thing. And yeah. There's a whole reason for that. It was actually, the fun fact here is that the term metaverse was actually coined by Neal Stephenson in his 1992 novel Snow Crash to describe this virtual world that people would just kind of plug into using virtual avatars. So like you mentioned, not exactly the newest thing. Whereas Second Life was more, I guess, content driven. This is kind of a more creative, collaborative, like on Decentraland, mm-hmm. You can kind of create your own properties and the like.
So virtual real estate, but paid for with real money. How does it work and how does it make any sense? Like so, any sense at all?
For sure. It does have a lot of people scratching their heads. Why would people pay actual money for properties they can't physically exist in? And so how it works is that, say you have this platform like Decentraland, there's a bunch of others like Upland, CryptoVoxels, Sandbox, Somnium Space. So basically it works as an NFT on the blockchain network. So think of the NFT as a land deed. You buy this virtual parcel of land. It could run between about like between 15,000 Canadian and it goes up from there. So since MANA, the native currency on the Decentraland platform, has just shot up and skyrocketed. So you get your native cryptocurrency for Decentraland, MANA, and then you buy these parcels, and then you have this certificate of authenticity that it's your property or your kind of block on that metaverse that's supported by an NFT. So on that block, you can build properties, you can rent it out. I know some companies are doing that. And why people would do this is because, like any kind of asset, it's a store of value that these retail investors anticipate will gain in wealth for them. So
there was this thing online, it probably still exists, where you could become like a lord or a lady from a country estate in Scotland, and they would sell you like a square meter of their estate in the Highlands. It sounds so gimmicky.
You know what? You know, I heard about that same thing and I thought kind of neat, but kind of gimmicky. This could be, you know, it depends what you have a use for. I know in some cases, a lot of people like to rent out a space in the metaverse and have a metaverse art gallery or metaverse concert or some sort of showcase. So whether they actually own a piece of the metaverse or they just go to like a commercial metaverse company that actually leases out this block, it does have some practical uses. Or if you're just getting your own little square property there, you can maybe throw a metaverse house party. I mean, you don't have to clean up after. You don't have to worry about guests, how they get home.
I sound like my great-great-grandfather when I have this skepticism about why I would pay for virtual real estate in the metaverse where I could just create a web page for free.
Oh, for sure. You absolutely could create a web page for free. But what the metaverse properties could do, and I'm not trying to sell anybody on why everybody should buy a block on the metaverse, but it's been sold to me as basically a store of value that will appreciate in value. And then something that there's like an experience that's intrinsic to it. So you can invite people over, anybody can kind of come in. It's this verified block somewhere. And it's just, especially when you look at places like Upland, where you can actually gain quite a bit of profit. And it's just this buy, sell, and trade game. And in Decentraland, some people become like almost like these metaverse millionaires through just owning property and waiting.
Metaverse millionaires. What, you cover this for the Post, as I mentioned off the top, what role is Canada playing here? I mean, are we in the game on virtual real estate and metaverse and non-fungible tokens, those NFTs, or are we laggers? I have no idea.
Well, actually, it's interesting you should bring that up, because I was kind of looking around and seeing the Canadian perspective, and you've got a lot of headlines and a lot of stories where people actually did sell NFT properties. So Toronto artist Krista Kim sold a virtual home NFT, and it looks beautiful, by the way, for about $650,000 or 288 Ether. And the way she said it, it's going to outlive any condo in the space. So you've got artists like her, you've got, I believe it's a Canadian company, Metaverse Property, who's actually buying up these lands and leasing them out. So trying to become like a commercial REIT, but just virtual REIT. Mm-hmm. It's a very abstract concept, but yeah, you do see quite a few Canadian players, and there's a huge interest in, I believe I was reading a study the other day where there was more Google searches for NFTs and the like in Canada. So I believe than other countries like the US and Australia, but I believe there's quite an uptick in interest in Canada.
Interest, geez. So we've talked about the buyers of, the sellers of, there's also an interesting role for governments. And you know, I mean, there's been lots of talk about central banks and cryptocurrency, but I saw this headline where Barbados is looking to become the first sovereign embassy in the metaverse. Have you heard of this? Did someone make this up?
No, it's a real thing. So what you need to know about Barbados is that they've always been kind of a crypto-friendly country. So they actually did, the Barbadian Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, or that ministry rather, sign an agreement in November with Decentraland to establish a digital embassy there. And they're kind of finalizing agreements with Somnium Space and Superworld. So yeah, they seem to think this has merit to it, and they're willing to plant their flag down there.
Wow. Well, Barbados is gorgeous. I wouldn't want virtual real estate there. I'd want actual live real estate adjacent to the Crane Hotel. That would be perfect. Stephanie, thank you for joining us and for putting up with my very like old and crusty questions from the 1960s or so.
Thanks for having me. This was really fun.
Stephanie Hughes, reporter for the Financial Post, to talk about the metaverse and educate us on the merits and, well, the pros and cons of buying virtual real estate with real money.